Well, my understanding is that it's going to be a place that any traveler can walk into and figure out what's going on in the city, but especially for the LGBT community, it'll be a hub of sorts of information so that we can all know what we're doing in the city on that particular day or weeks ahead. And it'll be an interesting, really good thing, I think.
Explain how this is important to the city of Seattle.
Well, travel is so crucial. We all love to travel, right? And we, especially in the LGBT community, we want to feel accepted when we travel. So this will be a big, big deal for the community of Seattle, especially being one of only two centers. It's a really big deal. So,
and Sarah, the idea is to alert people to what businesses around town are particularly gay friendly?
It is, yes. That as well as how to meet the community, how to get out there and figure out what's going on and, yeah, feel accepted and also support the businesses that support you.
Have you felt, awkward or unaccepted in other cities when you're traveling?
Of course, in other cities that are not as gay-friendly as Seattle. Seattle is extremely gay-friendly compared to other cities in Mid-America, but... Yeah, I think this travel center would be great in a place like, you know, Indiana or a place like, Nebraska or something like that. And hopefully we'll get to that at some point. But for now, it's great to be able to know that our city that's so progressive has something like this to offer.
And I understand it's almost unique. There's only one other place like this in the country.
That's true. Yes. And that's surprising, actually. I kind of can't believe that, but it is unique, yes, and Seattle is unique, and Washington State is unique in that we did pass marriage and before DOMA was overturned. So, I mean, we're progressive. It's good. We should have this.